From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A federal judge is threatening to take over California's prison system if the state does not get serious about reform. Judge Thelton Henderson says he is particularly concerned that a new labor contract with prison guards gives their union too much power, and that undermines efforts to deal with long-term problems of violence, overcrowding, and bad management. More from NPR's Richard Gonzalez.
Judge Henderson wrote a letter expressing disappointment and concern with the Schwarzenegger administration, saying it had not complied with his orders to clean up the prison system. He said the recently renegotiated labor contract reflected business as usual in giving up management prerogatives to the politically powerful Guards Union. Steve Fama put it this way.
I think it's fair to say that in the contract renegotiations, the guards gave up a dime and got three nickels in return.
Fama is an attorney with the Prison Law Office, which advocates for reform. Judge Henderson has requested a personal meeting with the governor while threatening to take over day-to-day operations of all state prisons, a move several legal experts said would be unprecedented in its sweep. Governor Schwarzenegger's legal affairs secretary, Peter Siggins, said he was shocked by the tone of Judge Henderson's letter.
We think nothing that was done in connection with the negotiations impairs or impedes our obligation or our ability to ensure that state employees meet the highest ethical standards. We were disappointed to get the letter. We appreciate the judge's view. We have a long history with the judge. We respect him immensely. But the reforms that he expresses concern about, we have a difference of opinion over.
Schwarzenegger originally promised to win back $300 million in pay and benefits from the Guards Union to help alleviate the state's budget crisis. But negotiations yielded only $108 million by delaying a pay raise. Meanwhile, the union won additional perks, such as a virtual guarantee of no layoffs and union control over work shifts. Union Vice President Lance Corcoran defended the new contract, telling reporters the judge was trying to, quote, shift focus away from the State Department of Corrections and lay all the blame at our feet. Controversy over management of the state prison system has been brewing for years. Among the problems, brutality, fiscal mismanagement, and a stubbornly high recidivism rate. Then came the release of two reports in recent months, one by a special monitor appointed by Judge Henderson, another by a special panel appointed by Governor Schwarzenegger. Both said state correctional officials have given the Guards Union too much control and that corrupt guards are protected by a code of silence. Some lawmakers want to scuttle the revised contract, but State Senator Gloria Romero, one of those leading the charge for prison reform, says she can live with it, and she thinks Judge Henderson's threat goes too far.
Yes, we would have liked greater salary savings. Yes, there were questions in terms of some of the perks that were granted, but nothing that I believe would equate with calling for a federal takeover of the system at this time. It was almost to me like, you know, going after a mosquito with a bazooka.
Barry Crisberg, executive director of the National Council on Crime and Delinquency, says he welcomes the judge's threat because it will hasten a response from lawmakers and state officials.
Since the Jerry Brown administration, governors, the legislature, and the people of California have constructed this Frankenstein monster, which we call the correction system, with its $6 billion budget and its panoply of problems. And I think we're finally coming to grips with this, you know, this Frankenstein monster we created. Now the question is, how do we bring it under control? And what court pressure does is create a sense of urgency.
The governor's legal affairs secretary, Peter Siggins, said Schwarzenegger would make it a priority to meet with Judge Henderson. Yet Siggins also questioned whether the judge has the authority to carry out his threat. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.